and our justice system. Nga reira e whama. We're going to be talking about He Ture Kia Tika, Let the Law Be Right. It's a five-year cross-sector study led by AUT Law School in collaboration with Waini Waititi Marae. And it was launched again last Friday at the Marae. And the research looks into, in short really, into lived experience as a guide to make relevant and key changes to the justice system and all related agencies. And we're going to be speaking with Stella Black, who's of Ngai Tūhoe, and who's the research project manager, and Dave Burnside, who is the lived experience researcher. Tēnā kōrua, nau mai hara mai.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Oh, we got you both. I was trying my luck there. It worked. It worked. Tēnā kōrua. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, and especially on this particular topic. Now, the study aims to transform how New Zealand's justice system supports whānau experiencing incarceration and mental health distress, and also addiction. Now, this is a big topic to tackle. Where did you start?
Well, it started with a pitch, if I can kōrero to it, Dave, to the Byron Foundation. And it basically came about because we were, you know, there was a lot of dissatisfaction and disillusionment about our criminal justice system. And our fearless leader, Associate Professor Katie Tom, together with Dave, and you might want to talk more about that, Dave, came together with an idea of approaching the Byron Foundation to envisage a solution-focused criminal justice system.
All for Carl, Dave?
Yeah. So I met these two amazing wahine some years ago. They were doing research on the drug court, and we started doing a bit of work together. And Katie and I were presenting at a conference in Tasmania, the reintegration puzzle. And we're sitting at the airport after the conference, and we're quite disillusioned with the experience of the Indigenous Australian experience with the criminal justice system and what we saw here. And Katie just sort of came up with this idea, why don't we have a go at this funding thing and do something? And before the plane took off, she'd already written an abstract, and it just grew from there, Moiawa. We talked to Stella, we started to bring people in, and it just took on a life of its own. And it was filled with people with passion, with experience. You know, when you're talking about researchers and academics working with people who have actually lived that life, who have been in the prisons and are now in various forms of recovery as they determine it. And it's been an amazing experience.
Tēnā kōroa, mō tēnā kōrero. Hey, so, you know, that's, again, a big topic to cover, and each of you would have experienced different things hearing people's experience in those spaces, whether you're Māori or non-Māori. But I did want to know, as the research project manager and lived experience researcher, what did you both find?
Stella?
A really big topic. You're quite right. So we gathered together people of like mind that were, you know, had the same whakaaro as us, that things just weren't working in our current system. And so we brought together the academics with those who are working on the front line in our alcohol and drug spaces, our mental health spaces, our justice and corrections practitioners, to see, you know, what really could be done. And if we were looking at solutions, what does that look like? What kind of things do we need to be finding out about what could actually work to make some transformational changes for our whānau going through our prisons, through our hospitals, our institutions, that could lead to transformational change for them? So it really meant bringing all these experts and these ones with lived experience together in our waka, basically. So in hearing, really giving each other the space and the time to hear each other's own pūrākau, our stories, our lived experiences, either working in these spaces or you know, experiences of being in those spaces, those judicial spaces, in prison and in our hospitals. And it was just so powerful. And so that became the basis for how we were going to interact and engage with whānau to hear those powerful stories, their journeys to recovery and to whānau order or well-being. And, you know, what really worked for them in terms of making the changes that they really deserved.
Tēnā koe. Dave, hea o whakaro, what were some of the things you learnt and found in your research?
I suppose we came together at Hawani in the early stages, and we identified as a tōpū that we knew the stories. We all, and while there's some differences, there's some similarities, but we wanted to focus on the key turning points, the things that worked. Why were we, as people with lived experience, able to function and change and find a different way of living? So we used that as a positive sort of approach in the research. And we started talking to people up and down the country and just heard these amazing pūrākau. And there were a lot of differences, but a lot of it was around people were able to activate their self-agency. People had the ability, we had the ability to change, but we needed something, someone, often it was someone else with lived experience. A lot of our participants came out of the drug court, Te Whare Whakapiki Wairua, and they were inspired there, or by a whānau member, or someone that they got close to that actually believed in them. And that was usually the start, to set the seed of change, you know, for that he kākano ki te pōwai. And we saw these common stories coming through, these amazing pūrākau and whakaro around what does work and what hadn't worked for them, but also what did work for them as they changed in their lives.
And that
was the basis of our recommendations, were all based on those pūrākau.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. And you've touched on, both have touched on those, what does work and what doesn't work a little bit in your kōrero, but can you elaborate on some of the things that they said do work and what doesn't work?
I think the key thing was being able to engage with their whānau and their communities. You know, when we talk about recovery as a social movement, it's not something that happens within people, it's something that happens between people. And when people were able to engage with others of like minds, they were able to grow and change. And that's a sort of pretty broad summary of it. There were lots of individual things, where a lot of people engaged in alcohol and drug treatment and dealt with their substance issues to start with. But alongside of that, it was about connecting and being part of their community and finding, you know, being driven by what works in the community, for the community.
Tēnā koe. I do want to speak to you both about, you know, where to from here with that research, especially after Friday's launch or Friday's event at Wainiwai Te Tiri Marae. But I wanted to ask both of your whakaro, as you both might know, it said that the cultural reports, the Section 27 reports, were canned, really, and also there's conversations about this government bringing back boot camps to get tougher on those things, and even to the point of canning the kaora kāko lunches for tamariki. I believe that all of these things play a part in this particular kaupapa. How kōrua whakaro, what do you think about those decisions made by this government?
We came out with 8 recommendations based on our 5-year research project. And we have essentially directed at our Crown agencies to be part of the solution going forward, because we, as we've said, the communities already know what to do to support whānau. So one of the major recommendations, I'll just touch on a couple quickly, that speak to those issues you've just touched on, is that we need to create the foundations of a trauma-informed justice system. So it needs to be well-rounded. We need to know the trauma needs an approach that looks at the spectrum of factors, the neurological, the biological, the psychological, spiritual, social, and cultural. And from a te ao Māori perspective, we need a trauma-informed approach that considers our community, our intergenerational and our historical trauma. So any kind of solutions need to make sure that we have a te ao Māori worldview and that we're also utilising our aroa, our medicine, our Māori healing concepts and practices if you really want transformational changes. So, you know, getting rid of the Section 27 cultural reports, not utilising tikanga, which many of our specialist courts are already doing, using our reo in those spaces, are some really trauma-informed approaches that are in existence now. And we just really want to recommend that the government continue supporting what's out there and continue to grow. So part of societal change is we actually need everyone to get onto this waka to break down the blockages so that we can fix some of these system problems. And that's basically what our recommendations speak to. And we hope it's going to inform more transformative criminal justice system change.
Tēnā koe. I appreciate that kōrero, as I know that these are very hot topics, and again, in their own rights, they all play a part in these recommendations or the tēnā pea, the perpetuation of more, issues going ahead. But in saying that, these, no doubt, if you unpack them, they are no doubt a part of the recommendations, as you've mentioned. But do you have any other kōrero on top of that, Dave?
Yeah, look, I suppose for me, I'm a little bit concerned about our political direction. You know, we've seen the seeds of change happening within the correction system, within police. We're hearing the talk. I'm hoping we're going to see the walk. I mean, when you talk boot camps, oh my God, I did. When I was 16, I attended. It was a boot camp. It was called Detention Centre. It was military, and really all it did was prepare me for a life enmeshed in the criminal justice system. I don't think that's the way forward. I think the Section 27 reports are absolutely vital, that they bring a whakaaro Māori, a whakaaro, just a wider look at the real person, the intersectionality of the issues that they're facing, not just the issue that stands before the court. And I just think that things like Te Ao Marama, our justice approaches, and some of the things that are there, I hope they don't suffer from our current political direction.
Tēnā kōrua. Now, with this research, he ture kia tika, which is exactly what we're talking about here, let the law be right. Are you hopeful about the future for the justice system or related agencies after doing this research?
Well, as a community-based kaupapa Māori researcher, working with the hapuri services that are doing what they do for our whānau, they're just getting on with the mahi, regardless of the raru that's going on, to support our whānau in whatever way needs to be done. So the focus is there, and helping one whānau at a time to get through and you draw on their own rongoā and practices and our tikanga to keep them safe and keep them well.
Tēnā koe. Dave, have you got a final kōrero on that?
Yeah, look, I agree with Stella, and I think there's a rising wave that wants change, and I don't think it can be silenced, and I think that it's finding an increasing evidence base through research like this, and that we're not going to go away. We'll just keep saying what we need to say and doing what we need to do together, and trying to bring that change in the way we operate as a society.
Tēnā kōrua. Hey, I really appreciated this kōrero and love having you both on to share those experiences, which at the end of the day, you end up on the same side, which is where we want to be, I guess, exactly what you shared. So awesome to hear both of your whakaaro on this and your sharing your experience doing this study for He Ture Kia Tika, Let the Law Be Right. Tēnā koe, Stella. Tēnā koe, Dave.
Kia ora moi awa.
You have it. That was Stella Black, the research project manager of He Ture Kia Tika, Let the Law Be Right, and Dave Burnside, who is the lived experience researcher for that kaupapa. It's a cross-sector study led by AUT Law School in collaboration with Waini Waititi Marae, and it launched last Friday. And as you heard, there are many suggestions and recommendations that no doubt we've heard time and time again, which makes another point that it hasn't been done in a way that works for our whānau in the justice system, outside of the justice system, rānei. Nā reira, I am looking forward to the impact that the study will have on the changes that need to be made.